So what must I do to be saved? Paul began to tell him, believe on the name of Jesus. Ain't Jesus all right? Ain't Jesus all right? You gonna hear me? Ain't he all right? Jesus, sir. I said, sir. Salvation. Ain't that what she said? These are the beings that will show us eternal life. I'm trying to help you back in here. Eternal life? That's what I want. Don't you want it? I said, don't you want it? Eternal life. We can endure it for a night, but joy coming. I don't know about you, but I want some joy in my gift. I want some joy in my gift.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to once again welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program will take place on Wednesday, September the 11th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and unperishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear selections from the Johnson Temple Choir, a solo from Sister Michelle Dodson, followed by an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
some of the things that we got to do. Well, and we're talking about those that are called by his name, right? Well, the first thing he says is that we got to do what? Humble ourselves. And come off your high horse. Humble yourself. And then he said, pray. And then what he did to say, he said, seek my face. Seek my face. And as you seek, you got to turn from your wicked ways. So what I want you to tell you is that we want to do what the Lord said do. I'll do what the Lord said do.
What the Lord said do.
I'll do
what the Lord said do.
Because of who
nice.
You are, I give
good.
You glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because you are, Lord, I
Let the church say amen. Amen, amen, amen. I think there's a scripture at the bottom of your program. Is that right? Will you stand as we read this in unison? Jesus teaches with authority. Amen. Open your program. Let's read. But he passing through the midst of them went his way and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Y'all gonna pray for me? That's all I need, just a few prayers, and I'll be through. Amen, praise the Lord. But I'm excited about Jesus, and I feel good in my sanctified soul right now. So we're going to get right on into this message. Amen, praise the Lord. And the theme, amen, praise the Lord, says Jesus teaches with authority. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, authority. Amen. Then Jesus went to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and reading just what we just read, amen, in the synagogue, amen, every Sabbath day, every Sabbath day, amen. And the reason probably was because there were not many places they wanted him to speak. They did not love our Lord and Savior. They did not really respect him. But he took advantage, amen, of the Lord's day, Sabbath day. Hello, somebody. Amen. To go to the synagogue, amen, and say a word. Encourage somebody. Pray for somebody. Heal somebody. Deliver somebody. Amen. There, too, the people, they're amazed at his teaching, for he spoke with authority. Authority is a powerful word. It means to judge or command. Some years ago, I preached about having authority and the power a pastor has in training and in teaching. I said, in general, a community is not better than its churches. In general, a church is no better than its minister. In general, a minister is no better than his preparation. A preacher must study. He must have an imagination and must know how to listen. Somebody go pray for me. The preacher must be God sent and blood bought. A prophet excites people, but he is seldom promoted by the grace of the church. The teacher is tolerated and usually appraised in retrospect. The pastor is beloved and he is admired. Some of y'all like me, I know that. Some of y'all probably don't like me, but that's all right too. Yet, in a sense, the ordained elder is all for. Yet the preacher stirs the emotions of the people. Religion can exist in our lives as a dull habit or as an abuse fever. A preacher must engage in deep thought, amen, and through the story, he must learn to pray, amen. I feel sorry for a preacher. Think he can just open his Bible and start preaching, and he ain't said a prayer, and he ain't talked to the Lord, he ain't said nothing, amen. He might be in trouble. The preacher today must have a vision for God's people. Somebody's praying for me. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. He must focus on his vision and let it dominate his senses. He must share a portion of his vision with the leadership of the church. He must let them buy into his vision. Let it unfold. Even if some people, some leaders, want to know everything about an issue before they will accept it. Yeah. He must never let people force him, and he should not force himself on others. The pastor must prepare food for his members, and amen. And this is not iced potatoes and gravy either. Amen. This is spiritual food, y'all. Luke 4 and 43 says, Jesus said, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. For therefore am I sent to Capernaum. One day Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Great crowds, people just pressing in on him, and they wanted to hear what thus saith Jesus Christ. They wanted to listen to the word of God. Amen. And I think the Bible does not tell us, but I think by this time they think that they feel like that they have found somebody that loved them. They found somebody, amen, that will teach them the way of holiness. They found somebody, amen, that really cared about them. They found somebody, amen, that when they were sick, he could lay hands on them and they'd be healed. Amen. They found somebody, amen, with a withered hand, amen, and all he had to do was just touch it and the hand straightened out. He could go to somebody, amen, that had been lame and can't get up, amen. All he had to do is just touch him on the head. He jumps up and can walk. He noticed two empty boats, amen, at the water's edge. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Amen. I wish Mother Judy was here because she used to have to do that for her father, who was a fisherman, and she had to clean the nets, amen, and do other things, amen, for those fishermen. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out to the water a little bit. Man, this is so beautiful. Jesus, just take it over here. Amen. And so he just stepped in Simon's boat. Now, I want you to go out where the water is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. Huh? Yes, I want you to go out there, let down your net, amen, and get serious because there's going to be some fishing or some fish caught today. Amen. Are you serious? Yes. Why? I'm glad you asked. Jesus can do anything but fail. Can I get a witness in this house? I say he can do anything but fail. There is no failure in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, 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 sir. Watch this. This time their nets were so full of fish they began to tear the felt. Yeah. The nets couldn't hold the fish. And amen. The fish is tearing up because it's so heavy. Amen. Praise the Lord. About that time, they began to ask for help. Come and help us get this net out of the water before it tear up, and then we lose the fish that we have caught. Amen. Their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish on the verge of sinking. My God, God, I can just see Simon's eyes getting bugged and wondering what in the world. We was out here all night long and couldn't catch a fish, and now we got so much fish, amen. Praise the Lord. Don't look like we're going to be able to get it to shore. Simon fell to his knees, and he said, Master, I'm too much of a sinner, and I would just want you to leave me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because what I just saw, I didn't quite understand it. But you have the authority. You have the power. You have the gift. You have, amen, praise the Lord. It's almost like Jesus Christ sitting over on the side. Amen. Said, come here, fish, get in the net. Yeah. Well, he has the authority to do that. Somebody looking at me funny, huh? Jesus Christ can do anything he wants to. He really didn't need a net. He could have just said, come here, fish, amen, prayer, and they would have been jumping into the boat. He has that kind of of authority. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is an authoritative person. If you want to be blessed, seek Jesus. Call on him. Call his name. Let him know you're around. Call his name and say, Jesus, I love you. Call him and say, I thank you, Jesus, for touching my body. Call on him. Save me before it's too late. Forgive me my sins. Call on him. I got a witness. I got some witnesses here. He will answer. Can I get a witness here? I said, Jesus Christ will answer. Call on him and he will answer. He will answer prayer. He will answer when you're sick. He will answer when things are not going well. He'll answer when you're broke. He'll answer when nothing looks like it's going to come together. That's the God I serve. That's the Jesus that I serve. I'm almost through. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody need to pray and know that we have somebody that can heal our wounds. We have somebody that will hear our cry. We have somebody, amen, praise the Lord, will not overlook us to get to somebody else. He don't care how raggedy your clothes are. Hello, somebody. He don't care what sickness you have. He has the power to deliver you from that sickness. And I'm believing, amen, that when we leave out of here, Mother Judah's going to be feeling a little bit better. Somebody ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Don't be ashamed. Tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Mother. We're going to be praying for you. I believe, oh God, that everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Amen. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. Amen. We used to sing an old song, amen, what do you know about Jesus? He's all right. Is he all right with you over here? Is Jesus all right with you in here? Is Jesus all right with you? Hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. What do you know about Jesus? Well, I know that he's a savior. I know, amen, that he's a heart fixer. I know that he will pick me up. He'll turn me around. I know he'll heal my sick body. I know he will take care of my children. I know that he will watch over me. Somebody shout glory. He will watch over me. Yes, he will. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. He was almost like he's standing out there by himself in Capernaum around the Sea of Galilee because they didn't like him at all. But that was all right. His time was coming when he'll be laying hands on the sick. His time was coming when they would have to understand that he was the Son of God. The time was coming when they would understand that he was the one they had been waiting on for years. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Don't you never stop praying. Always recognize Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Always be willing to let him know that you're on his side because he's on your side. Can I get a witness here? I said, Jesus Christ is on your side. Hallelujah. He died on Calvary's cross. Why? Because he wanted you to be a winner. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came into the world because the world was all messed up. Everything was falling apart. And I looked like I could see God say, come here, son, the time has come. It's time for you to go down. Amen, into the world. It's time that you become a sacrifice, amen, for the people. It's time for you to let people know that there is a better way. It's time for you to live a godly life. Now, I'm saying that about Jesus, and somebody is saying, amen, Jesus is godly. Well, I had to put that in there. He is godly. He has all power in his hands. But what he wants you to do is learn how to follow him. Can I get a witness here, Ella Taylor? Amen. See, the problem with a lot of us, we're following everybody but Jesus. Hello, following everybody but Jesus. Amen. When we're at altar call, will you come, amen, tell Jesus about it? Some of you sit there with your leg crossed, looking funny. You better learn how to call on Jesus. How many know he'll answer prayer? Hey, yeah, he's a prayer savior. He will hear your prayers. He will lift you up. He will lift your burdens. He will wipe the tears from your eyes. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Come on and tell him thank you. Lord, I thank you for just being God. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for setting me free. I thank you for healing my body. Thank you. Put those hands together and give God a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Because the just shall live by faith. And the Taylor's going to come and give a prayer. We're going into our communion service.
I want to.